guess, first of all, five Pro Bowlers guys added later. What are your thoughts on the accomplishments of those guys and the reflection of the team?
I think it's good. I think it's good for them. I think it's good for the experience for them to go out there. You know, a lot of them are first-time guys. I think it's good for them to be around other good football players. And, you know, and it's nice for our fans to say, hey, well, you know, we got this. But it's, you know, like everything, it raises expectations. And, you know, it won't really mean much next year.
You sort of talked about it during the season, saying it didn't really mean a lot in the time, but seeing that there are that many now, is it a little bit of validation from what you guys were doing and what those guys were playing?
Well, I do think that it gives us a little bit of credibility to our football team, that they're starting to get some recognition. They're not so much no-name guys, I guess. So that's probably the biggest thing.
With Pat Shurmur coming in, what was your relationship with him kind of before, just having coached against him in the AFC North?
Yeah, just running into him, you know. I know I talked to him a couple of times when he was in Cleveland, and gone against him, I think, when he was with the Rams. So just knew who he was and kind of had a, you know, Norv and Pat's uncle used to work together in St. Louis or LA.
Okay.
When it was the Rams. So they worked together. So
two big football families, obviously, mm-hmm. second generation kind mm-hmm. of things. What was it about the job or the fit with you guys that kind of made him say, this is where I want to be?
I don't know. I think he felt comfortable. He was excited when I first initially called him. And, you know, I think he had some other opportunities. But I felt like, you have to ask him.
Yeah.
But I think he thought that this is a possibility of an up-and-coming team, a young quarterback, you know, good tight end to work with. So.
Then with Kevin Stefanski moving over to coach running backs, I guess how did you guys arrive at that decision?
Well, I just thought Pat had coached tight ends before, and I thought it might be an easy transition for him. Plus, it gets him a little bit more involved in some of the passing game where we got to get a lot better.
Yeah. I mean, with Kevin doing that for the first time, like, what is the challenge for a guy that hasn't done it or – kind of learning to coach in the position?
Yeah, well, you know, we've all done that at times. I've coached linebackers and secondary, and I think it's good for guys to be able to move around and expand their knowledge of the game, learn different techniques. And he'll have some work to do this offseason as far as some of that stuff. But luckily we've got, you know, three former head coaches now to help.
Yeah. I mean, him working with Adrian for the first time, does that sort of – I mean, managing a player of that caliber, does that kind of – become a new challenge for him? Or, I mean,
I don't know if that's the case. I mean, should coach him same as he coaches everybody, and you know, he'll get a lot of help from me and Norv. And
yeah. Strength and conditioning wise, where are you guys at there?
You know, I want to get all this other stuff done, and then we'll kind of figure out where we're going to go from there. Right now, Jeff Hurd is the interim coach, and then I'm going to sit down and try to figure out exactly what I want to do there.
Do you feel like you kind of look for a guy with a different philosophy in light of some of the pectoral injuries you guys had, or do you look for a guy that has a similar philosophy to what Evan had?
No, I look for somebody that has philosophy that I have.
Okay.
So that's what it is. And it just, you know, we just had too many injuries in the weight room last time.
But you didn't really feel like it was – necessarily because of the approach with the free weights and that kind of stuff?
No.
Okay.
No. No, we're going to have free weights.
Yeah.
That's my philosophy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you always have talked about how much you like that approach, so I figured that was probably the case. But, with Kirby Wilson leaving, was that something – I mean, you guys let him interview for the Jacksonville job last year. Was that just something that – not a full-on offensive coordinator thing that you –
Well, I made a deal with how you doing? I made a deal with Kirby when we hired him that I would allow him to interview for coordinator jobs, not running game coordinator jobs. So that was what it was.
So it had to be a full on offensive coordinator thing. Gotcha.
If you could maybe hit on the collaboration you have with the scouting department, another year in, and the job that you've seen Jamal do.
Yeah, well, first, Rick has done a really good job of getting a lot of guys in here, guys that we both have the same kind of vision for, the same kind of guys. We like the same kind of guys, and I think that's starting to show up in the way they play. And then he's able to help with the scouts and with Jamal and Scott Studwell. You know, they're kind of already talking about, well, Zim would like this guy, and this is, you know, these are the kind of guys that kind of fit in to what we're looking for and things like that. So they already kind of know really what where we're at, you know, as opposed to starting at the beginning like we did a couple years ago.
As you guys get an offensive staff now with that many guys that have had experience as a head coach or a coordinator, what is the biggest benefit of having that much experience and knowledge in different systems in the room?
Well, I think one of the number one thing is they're all good coaches. They've all got great reputations. Number two is that when you're a head coach, you're never afraid to speak your mind.
Sure.
So I think the possibility of all of them sitting in there, I know in the personalities that the guys like Tony and Pat, they're not afraid to speak their mind on, you know, on things, ideas, and I just think more good coaches you can get, the better it is, and the more they'll communicate with it, the better it is.
I mean, the fact that, you know, Pat's had experience in Philadelphia and their system and on the West Coast system, and does that kind of help just broaden the base of ideas that you guys can put to it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you're always looking for different ideas, different ways to do things. You know, I love hearing guys say, hey, well, when we were in St. Louis, we did it this way. When we were in Philly, we did it this way. Or Tony, when he was in Miami, he did it, you know. So you can never learn. You know, sometimes you get in one system, you get pigeonholed. I'm not saying offensively. I'm just saying for me.
Yeah.
You know, that there's a lot of things that you can do that that can help improve your football team.